He said that this puts him in a very precarious position. And of course, he didn't think that their agreement covered any deaths on the Supreme Court. And
Ramsey and Barfoot, both Barfoot said he just couldn't serve under something like this in his own conscience. You see, if I said I would make no judicial appointments of any kind from now till January, we don't know what would happen. Suppose there's two circuit court judges died in the Fifth Circuit, and we had a key case. Suppose we had an Alabama case before Judge Tuttle's court down there, home with Thornberry, and two of them died, or one of them got in an auto crash, and it's even Stephen Deal. So I'm just positive. Barfoot said he wouldn't want it if it included all appointments, all judicial appointments, till January. So I just think that we have to make abundantly clear to him that the way it was put to us, the way we understood it, was the Chief Justice
and Bress.
And Bress. Now, we will not send them as recess.
Yes.
But beyond that, I just can't go. And when they moved it up and go to changing it, now my notes show you said the Chief Justice and Bress. You didn't say and Barfoot or on the Guam judge or parole board. Or suppose Black and Douglas and Harlan were riding home together tonight.
No.
And all three of them got killed.
Sure.
Then I had an agreement I wouldn't send anybody up. That would just be awful.
Yeah.
So they say, here's what the Attorney General says. He said that I wouldn't recommend that you send the Chief Justice appointment up as a recess appointment. I would not recommend that now.
Mm-hmm.
I would not recommend you urge Bress in the light of the differences. I don't want a man serving over a long period that the Senate doesn't want to serve if they don't. But to say all judicial appointments, you can't take in what had happened on the Fifth Circuit if you had an airplane crash. You are giving up the powers of the presidency to Strom Thurmond, and that goes too far. Now, you can extend it to the Chief Justice, and you can extend it to Bress on a recess basis, no more. If I called a special session December the 10th, I'd want to feel at liberty to do it. I don't think I'd do it. I don't think I want Bress debated if he's going to be torn to pieces like Fortas. And I don't think I'd want to send you up there to be Chief Justice if you were going to be torn to pieces.
Right.
But I couldn't agree that I wouldn't send anybody else, because I might send some good men to the Fifth Circuit particularly. And that's divided now, and it's not filled now. And Tower is supporting a fellow. He and Yarbrough together on a fellow, and I just didn't send a name up. But I don't want to agree not to, because every one of these fellows be terribly mad men. Ramsey said I'd be giving away the powers of the presidency.
Right.
I tell Mansfield it's so far-reaching at all the lawyers, tell him the career lawyers like Wozencraft,
right,
just say we couldn't go. Now, we can go. He can say that there will be no recess Chief Justice and there will be no recess Bress as Thurmond asked for yesterday, period.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Now, listen, Mike, your supplemental bill passed without any problem at all. So get him to take it up right now, because I'm waiting to leave, and I don't want to leave and have him call me about some amendment. Just unanimous consent. Get it on through.
All right.
Whoever's talking.
Yes.